Well, Chris, give us your assessment of that one then. Final pre-season game, not the way you wanted to end, I guess, this little pre-season campaign.
No, definitely not. Disappointing in every aspect of me personally, my performance, and I think every lad on the pitch could see the same as well. We didn't look at the races at all today against the League Two outfit where we should be looking to win these games, and we haven't ended up with a win. But look, it's a pre-season game, and I'd rather lose in a pre-season game and then on the 3rd of August, I mean the 9th of August next week.
Can you put your finger on why then it didn't click today out?
I don't know personally. We looked sharp in the warm-up, we looked everything. I don't know if it was just we kind of missed chances, we weren't turning when we could have, we looked lackadaisical. There's no reason why. Me personally prepared for it right, and it didn't end up being right on the day.
The manager said maybe a little bit of mental fatigue, so many games in 1 week.
Yeah, it can be that. I think a lot of lads were saying like we've played a lot of games, but that's what you want in pre-season. You want games, you want to know how you are, and to be honest, I'm still a bit baffled myself of how bad we've played today. And there's some good aspects. I've had a chance, I should have scored, should have went 1-0 up, but still against the League Two side, we've got to be winning these games.
And this week as well, you'd taken on a Huddersfield side who were very good as well. I know you didn't win that game, but it was a good performance. Again, a Fenerbahce side who between them have got over 500 international caps, and then you play a League Two team and seem to struggle. It's an odd one to put your finger on.
Yeah, I think if you look at Fenerbahce, they don't work as hard as York City did today. It's a big step for them. Playing against Sheffield United, they want to impress, and that's what they did do. And maybe us took the Fenerbahce side of things, lackadaisical, want to just pass it about, not make movements and things like that. And that's how it felt out there today. Against Huddersfield the other night, we started the first 30 minutes like the Championship side, and they were like the League One side, that you can see. But at the end of the day, we've got beaten. That's what will come away from York City today, that we've been beat 2-0.
You're going to come up against some hard working sides this season, aren't you? It's League One, it's very physical, it is very hard working in there.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I think we need to get grips of as well. Like, everyone's going to be wanting to beat Sheffield United when they come to our ground at Bramall Lane. They want to be good to beat us. So we need to have a chat with ourselves as players in the dressing room. I'm sure we'll do that on Monday morning, have a chat amongst ourselves. We do talk in that dressing room. We're all down in there at the minute, but it's a pre-season game which we need to put right.
How do you assess the battle for shirts in the middle of that park then at the moment in time? You were wearing the armband today.
Yeah, I enjoyed wearing the armband today. It was nice that the gaff had to give us that, but it's a big battle. Obviously, you've got Doyley, very experienced. You've got Scoops, who've done really well last year. You've got myself and Wallace, and there's a lot of lads come in, and but I like that kind of thing. I like that battle, and all good lads as well. If you're not involved, all seeing well, all the best and things like that, that's what you want. But hopefully I'll be starting on Saturday, but if I'm not, I'll be still sitting on the bench wishing the lads all the best.
And you've all got to now try and impress and make sure you do have a starting shirt this week, don't you? When you take on Bristol City now, you've got a full week to make sure that you're on Nigel Clough's plans.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a full week ahead of us now of training. The gaff has arranged a barbecue with the families, which is always good to get together and have a nice chat amongst families, friends and things like that. So that'd be really good for us. And got a full week ahead of training, preparing for Bristol City.
That's a different side of things that we don't necessarily think about, isn't it? We can talk about what happens on the field all the time, but to get everyone together and have a bit of a family event, that must be a nice little, I guess, distraction.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good thing for the gaffer to do that. We're all happy about that, to be honest. It's like a day off as well. It's a nice barbecue. We can chill out and we're going to all have a chat. We'll talk about today, obviously, the game being disappointing, but we've got a week to look ahead of to one of the biggest games for a lot of lads and myself of the season, because we want to get off to a good start and put pressure on teams straight away, because it's a 12-15 kickoff.
It's a huge game to start with, isn't it, that one?
Yeah, it's a big game. Obviously they're up there being favourites as well, and I think at the start of the season you always want to get off to a good start, and hopefully that's what will happen. I'm very positive about our side. I know we got beat today, but looking at how we've done over the 5 games in pre-season, we've looked really good, and obviously today we've got beat, but these things happen in pre-season, and we'll put it right this Saturday with a win against Bristol City.
From what you've seen so far then, do you feel you justify being favourites with the bookies?
Yeah, I do, but I think all the lads in there aren't interested in who's favourites. Every one man in there is wanting promotion. That's what I want as well. Otherwise, I don't think a lot of players would have joined this club, and that's what we need, and that's what we're all looking to be, is champions or getting in the playoffs or things like that. But our head's got to be on the top 2 this season, or the top 1, whatever it is. So that's the most important thing.